What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hey, it's Bubba. Let me tell you something. My go-to gift when I can't figure out what to buy for somebody is an unbelievable kick-ass package from Omaha Steaks. From the meat to the dessert and everything in between, Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new homemade texture for the juiciest home-style burger that you've ever tasted. Their Pure Ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha Steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun, filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for only $79.99. Go to OmahaSteaks.com and use promo code Bubba at checkout and get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You're going to get four of each Pure Ground burger plus a sample of all the steak on the bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to OmahaSteaks.com right now. Use promo code Bubba at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required. Again, OmahaSteaks.com. Use promo code Bubba at checkout. Welcome to the Bubba the Love Sponge After Show. I am your host, Bubba the Love Sponge. Lummy, I got into a little different. You saw me in the green room.
Yes, I did.
I'm on a mission.
Are you?
And I might need your help.
No problem.
Well, just, I mean.
Your camera's off again.
My camera's off?
I wonder why it keeps going off.
I don't know. Let me see. Pooba is your pooba. If it was just, I got the crick on it when she comes back. I'm having a nice text exchange with Dion.
Nice.
You are?
And he's like, you want more sponge? I go, yeah. I swear to God, I'm going to go to a game. Why wouldn't you, huh? Yeah, just no the kidding. Content, huh?
Oh, yeah.
So fine.
How many people can say they went to a game?
And you know that I'm not like going to just get jobbed.
No.
Like when I went to the 96 NFC playoff, you know, game between the Packers and I got field pass, like, I was like, I'm not going to get jobbed. I'm not going to be sitting, you know, in the end zone, 64 rows up. I'm going to be on the field. I'm not going to get jobbed.
No, being a bit baller.
No. I might go in. Dion said, look, I sent him a picture that you guys sent me.
Yeah.
And he goes, looking like you're laying light. And I go, 279 today, coach, ready to play nose guard. And he laughed. He goes, how bad would it be, Lummy, if I went in there? Now these are Division One. They would absolutely. And I lined up against the center. Would he just absolutely smoke me?
Yes, he would.
I mean, smoke.
He would chair check you right to the ground.
For real?
Yes.
I would look like I did when I played for the Storm.
No, you probably would look worse.
Really? Because at least I had some volume on me there.
Well, and those guys kind of were going around you because there's. I think these college guys would be like, all right, let's smash this old guy.
Yeah, let's smash this old guy.
Let's pancake
57
him.
Years old on Sunday.
Happy birthday.
I'm really not trying to put myself over or be a bragger, but I was looking at myself today and I'm like, man, you know, for almost 60,
oof,
you don't have all these crow's feet. Cause I'm an inside cat. You know that. I don't work outside. And to the guys that do, man, God bless you. That's hard work. But mm-hmm. I think I look pretty good for 57.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and we also got to give some props to Dan.
No. Of course, you know. Anna, yes. I mean, you know, I use all the resources I can. Mm-hmm. But if you saw me in a bar with your girlfriends and I said, I'm 45, I'm 50, or I'm 49, I'm 49.
Yeah, that's easily passable.
I'm 49, mm-hmm. Yeah. And maybe another 20 off. I took another 20 off. Let's say I'm 279. Let's say I get down to like 250.
High pass.
And
30,
if you, nine. And I like the gray, but if you were to dye it brown, you would look like 15 years younger.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So you want me to get back on the Reese?
No, I'm not saying that. I think it's an esteemed look, but, you know, when someone is all gray or mostly right. gray, you're like, you assume they're older.
Right. So if I get back on, so if you're saying like if I get out, there's like only a 4-day window.
I understand you'd have to do it all the time. But
what I'm saying, like if I knew I was going to meet some hot, young, you know, little chicks.
Yeah.
And I, you know, dyed it like on Tuesday, it'd be all cut in by Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And then I could probably pull off 45 maybe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, it's the after show on YouTube and Facebook. Hello, buddy. How are you?
All right. Want to do a little State of the Bubba real quick?
Would I like to?
Yeah.
No, because it's probably going to be about Blitz.
Well, yeah, but it's cool. I'm just, you know, listen, we've been with you guys a long time. We just want to know what's going on.
What's going on is what we talked about, is that Blitz has moved on. That's really all there is to report, and out of respect to both sides of the fence, that's all we are reporting. That's all he's reporting, and that's all I'm reporting.
Okay, was there time for any cross-training for the new guy to figure stuff out?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. All right, cool. Yeah. I'm on Rumble a lot. I like Rumble. I haven't tried Kick yet.
We're pushing people to Kick because we can do better money-wise over there.
Really? All right.
Yeah, I mean, Kick is far better for us on money than we're Rumble. Rumble seems to have, you know, more volume, but Kick seems to be where you can make more money.
All right, I don't know if you can answer this. What's the best way to send you straight cash where you guys profit the most out of it? Your show, so to speak.
Venmo, PayPal, Cash App.
Okay, cool. All right, that's it. You know, we've been with you. You're going to make it through this, I'm sure.
I'm going to make it. We're doing great. And listen, there's nothing adversarial, or it's not what people are trying to, you know, I guess this big unknown. People don't make it more than what it is. You know, please, just everybody stop.
No, you just got to understand that as listeners, we get used to you guys. We like you guys, the retort. When we get mad, when someone leaves, our first response is to be angry and mad. It's just nature.
I know, and don't be angry and mad at either one of us, you know?
No, not at all. So, all right, good deal. Looking forward to Bubba 199 tomorrow.
Well, I am too. I really am.
All right, good deal, bud.
It'll be a double birthday party with me and the Trickus of Knees. I know that Anna's bringing some stuff, and I think Marita Guatemala's bringing some stuff.
Marita is bringing some stuff.
And
I was actually told to stand down. Stand down! So I did.
Yeah, I didn't want too much stuff in here.
Yeah.
13-year-old boy gets, I don't know if it's a kid or it's a boy or a girl, gets stuck in a claw machine, a North Carolina theme park, then gets banned for a year. That's just absolutely lack of parenting. A 13-year-old climbed into a claw machine to steal a prize and got stuck over the weekend.
That'll learn them.
Park officials learned the 13-year-old boy got into the Cosmo XL bonus game. Medical team responded to the scene, unlocked it, and freed the kid. According to reports, the child was treated for unspecific injuries and released after spending 17 minutes inside the machine. That's just not knowing what your kid's doing, and your kid is an absolute fucking brat.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you could say that.
Yeah, did you say?
I was like,
The first F-bomb really kind of is scary nonetheless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see the picture of it? Was it on there?
No, it might have been, but I already clicked off. If you want to send it to me again, that would be great. But
I don't know how the kid fit in the damn like machine to get in there, the little hole.
Did he get in that way?
Or he climbed it through the top.
Or did he climb in through the top, little motherfucker?
I think that's what happened.
Let me see. Is the top open? Top's not normally open.
Yeah, he'd probably popped it open because he's a piece of shit.
Then he could probably get out that way then.
He popped it open because he's a piece of shit.
He's just a menace.
I guarantee that kid called through that hole.
Yeah, well, I don't care. They're making me look at these preloads and all this kind of bullshit. I'm already moved on to the Jalen Hurts deal.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to pick up subscribers on our YouTube channel.
What do we need now? 100 pretty much?
Yeah, we need about 100.
Come on, motherfucker.
But I keep trying to watch the feed.
So close.
And then it looks like we're at 903. So I'm not going to be able to watch the feed and then also monitor the progress we're making on the subscriptions. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I can't, for some reason, it's not letting me do two different windows because I am R. Anyway, I do got this little project. If you could help me for literally, and I'm not kidding you, 15 minutes.
Okay. Do you want to do the Twitch thing first or just jump on that?
Oh, we can do the Twitch.
Okay.
And then just jump on that.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, fuckers? Good morning.
What's up, buddy?
Oh, boy.
How you doing?
Good. Oh,
what's
no.
up, Hootie?
I didn't mean to call you fuckers. I was just joking around. That first F is always, you got to make sure on the right
so
channel.
So what you drinking?
Water.
Yeah, okay.
As advised by my counsel, how are you doing?
We're doing good as advised by our counsel.
Okay.
What else is going on?
Not much, man. I just, we're hiring some new people and just trying to keep
you see, Hootie, I'm gonna be honest with you, Hootie. You seem a little down today, buddy. I mean, I'm your friend, known you for a while.
Well, I mean, it was my daughter's birthday yesterday, and I didn't really get to spend much time with her. And I think it was your birthday too, wasn't it?
No, my birthday is on Sunday. Please don't text me.
Okay, yeah. I'll leave you alone. I know I need to bring you some money. Let me make sure if I can get mine collected today, I'll bring you a check this afternoon.
No, let's not make it this afternoon. Let's make it maybe, Monday or whatever.
Bubba, that money might be at the casino,
that's true.
Though.
That's
yeah,
true.
Bubba, the sooner the better. Yeah, don't tell him to
here's
hold
the deal.
On to
Hootie,
shit.
Hootie, you got Merch Crick's number, man.
Come on
you,
now.
Just get a hold of her, and the Merch Crick will get Stanley the Sniper $100 for the hoodie.
Hootie,
yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Just get a hold of the Merch Crick. Hoodie, and she'll take that, and she even writes your receipts too.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hoodie bums me out. Sometimes.
Hey, Baba.
Hey.
It's subtle. I can't call in on the terrestrial show.
No.
So I just thought I'd call and
now,
say
did you,
hello.
Now, did you? You know, with all the stuff that's going on, it could be an opportunity for you to slide in here on a very, very keyword, very limited basis. But you have to repair that JVC deal.
Nobody will take my calls. Like I'm a changed person now. I mean,
everybody's got an email. Everybody's got an email.
I think I've been blocked. It goes spam filter.
It does.
Shane Reeves doesn't want to talk to me, and I'm trying. I'm on bending knees. I'll do whatever it needs to. I need to do to repair.
I like the processing on the microphone you got there, buddy. I like that.
Thank you. I'm brushing up on my engineering skills.
No, I got an engineer, buddy. I'm good on engineering. I got Rhett and Mini Mach, so I'm good on that. I mean, if it's anything, I could maybe use you for a podcast or something, but.
I'm going to be in town this weekend. Do you want to hang out on your birthday?
Oh, Christ.
I'm coming to visit Colton, and I thought, it'd be kind of cool, break some bread, and, maybe we can go to, you don't live over there anymore in the mansion. I would say we could go to the Skyway Diner, but.
Yeah, that was one of our favorites. Boy, that mansion was nice, wasn't it, buddy?
Skyway Diner?
Oh, it was great.
Was it good?
Had your own fucking, did you stay upstairs or did you stay downstairs?
Upstairs all the time.
Bed,
I loved it up there because I could get drunk as fuck.
And if you shut the door to the stairs, you could fucking have your own little world and nobody would know.
I had the theater room. I had a full kitchen, big ass tub. I whacked it in every room.
Walk-in shower, double vanity mirror, and his and hers matching sinks. Oh, remember it had its own toilet room too?
Yeah, it did. That had like hospital type pressure.
Yeah.
In the hospitals how the toilets flush real. You had good pressure.
I had Toto. I had the finest of toilets. I had Toto toilets.
Toto?
Yeah, those are really if you know anything about construction,
yes.
I think Toto are really high dollar.
Very good toilets.
Honest to God, I think my toilets were like over $1,000 a piece.
That's a very good toilet.
Yeah. And I had let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I had five bathrooms.
Are you counting the one that led to the pool room or that was adjacent to the pool? I mean, I always forgot about that one sometimes.
Well, you had my master bathroom, and then you had the pool bath, and then you had Tyler's room, and then you had the bathroom by the kitchen, and then you had the one upstairs. So that's five.
Man, that was a nice-ass house.
It was good until you. What's that?
It's the fanciest house I've ever been in.
Yeah, I was living large. And it was good until I woke up one morning and you're laying right beside me. And I was like, what the thank God my asshole wasn't all greased up.
He wouldn't drive.
You tried to break in on me, Tuttle. That's not normal.
No, it's not. It really isn't. I understand that it's not normal, but I wasn't living a normal life at that time.
That's true.
You know, like, I got lonely sitting at the race shop nonstop, and when you invited me over, it's just like I needed some human contact.
Yeah. Well, because all you did was, and let's just be honest, you mind-fucked B-Fud, did you not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In between swigs of dimple pinch scotch.
Yeah. Would you just literally mind? I got to think, like, you know, it gets to be 8 or 9. You guys are watching TV downstairs at the race shop. And by the way, they lived at the race shop.
Yeah.
They lived at the race shop. And Tuttle was kind of the boss over there. And he would just fuck with B-Fud. Now, you understand, B-Fud was, you know, mentally, you know, slow.
Mm.
And so Tuttle would just fuck with them nonstop to the point where there was a bona fide bedroom upstairs. They had like bunk beds or two different beds or something, and he wouldn't even sleep in that room. It was like a bunkhouse bed, you know, like where you put the cowboys, you know, three or four dudes sleeping in one room.
Nice.
He got so scared of Tuttle that he would sleep downstairs in a recliner with a gun.
And I don't think he ever slept. Like, he'd stay up all night long watching, like, Robot Chicken and the Cartoon Network the whole time. And I never saw the man sleep because I messed with him so much. He actually thought he ingested his own, you know, cum.
Yeah.
Like, he never
ate his own cum. But Tuttle got him believing. He's like, Tuttle, like, I'm telling you right now, B-Fud, it was one time when you were drunk and you don't even remember it, but we watched you eat your own cum. And he's like, I did not eat my own cum. It's like, and when you tell somebody something long enough, they'll believe it. Yeah. And so then that got him freaked out. And then he really wanted to hurt you, did he not?
Oh, yeah. He chased me with a circle grinder that time I brought his trunk into the studio.
Oh, you know, we were going to do like a big, what's in B-Fud's trunk, and was it gay porn, or was like, what do you think was in there that he didn't want us to see?
I knew that it was a bunch of VHS tapes and stuff, and you know he probably recorded some shady shit over those VHS tapes. You know that there was some shady stuff in there, but, you know.
Like shady shit, with regards to what was happening at the shop, or just what he just recorded in general?
Yeah, stuff from Spokane, you know, all the way down here when he was riding in the
He really fucked things up, because if we would have played that right and infiltrated him into, like, as a sports reporter where the Lightning could not deny him. I mean, it's because he knew how to play the I'm disabled gimmick.
I went to the Bucks with him a couple of times, and nobody would ever tell him no. Like, it's like nobody wants to tell a mentally handicapped person no. Like, he got in everywhere.
I know, we so fucked it up. But the thing about it, he fucked himself up because he got weird. Well, hold on. Yeah, you know, the minute I got him an apartment and made him a superstar, here's what really people don't understand is that the apartment complex called me. And Tuttle knows, because I don't know if I told Tuttle or Tuttle was there when I took the phone call, but they're like, listen, I know we have a 6-month lease, but we're giving you notice now with 2 more months to go that he needs to be out. Because we're getting complaints that he's going down to the pool and creeping girls out.
Oh, yeah, he would. He would go, and he wasn't like the biggest drinker, but he would go get like, I know they don't sell 40 ounces here, but he would just get a beer, brown bag it, sit at a table, jeans, shirt, hat, sunglasses on, just drinking his beer, looking, and never got close to the pool. He was creeping on the women the whole entire time.
Yeah, no, and I don't think that he, you know, touched them.
No.
I don't know if he was tugging himself or not, but needless to say, I mean, Anna, if you're laying out by a pool and you got this guy, it's fully dressed and he's drinking a beer in a brown bag, and he lives there, and he's got his hat and glasses on, and he's just looking at you the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that you're probably going to go to the front office and
might
say, "Hey,
report him."
I'm creeped out by this dude. So that's
remember when I got drunk and crashed my PT Cruiser into the palm tree out in front, man. As much as I messed with him, he literally was serious about suing me and my insurance and stuff. Like, he didn't get hurt. He didn't get hurt at all. He had a little bruise on his chest from the seatbelt.
Oh, I know.
I took most of the damage, and I can't believe I was able to drive busted PT.
You were so drunk that you were going like five. You lost control of a PT Cruiser going 5 miles an hour. Because you were so drunk.
I hit a mud puddle. It was slick. I got caught up in the marbles.
You still follow NASCAR at all?
Yeah, it's boring.
It really is, man. They've lost it, don't you think?
Oh, for sure.
I mean, when you got a guy like me that used to actually travel with the series with Tony and, like, you know, had a hot pass. I mean, you know how I used to roll. I had a hot pass. I had my own buzz.
Nobody got that in media unless they were exclusively covering NASCAR. And you, I think, were the only broadcaster that wasn't exclusively covering NASCAR that had one of those.
My own bus, my own hot pass. Loved the sport. Loved it. And I don't ever watch it anymore, ever. I mean, so they've lost that. They've lost that man, that 25 to 54. They've lost that guy. I mean, blitzed it, stopped watching it, and Sumo doesn't really watch it, and there's a lot of guys I know that don't even watch it.
Yeah.
It's because you know why? It's turned into Rent-A-Ride. They don't go out and find Clint Boyers and Jeff Gordons and Tony Stewart's and, you know, Carl Edwards and all these guys that can wheel a race car for free. They make your dad write a check for $2.5 million to get you in the truck series. And then there's another $3 million if you want to go to the Xfinity Series. And then it's $5 million if you want your son to be in NASCAR. That's how it goes. Well,
look at Joe Gibbs' grandson.
Well, that's nepotism.
Everybody hates
the whole fucking thing's turning into nepotism. And Harvick's going to have his kids up there, and Boyer's going to have his kid up there. I couldn't get my kid up there.
Puffy Chippers, $10 on the Venmo.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, Tuttle, do you have my new number? I don't think you do.
You know what? Probably not. But, I mean, I like to keep that. You need to have,
Colton's got it.
You know, an arm's distance. I'm sure Colton's got it.
Yeah, you got my email.
Yeah, I have that one. You never return it, but I understand.
No, yes, I do. I return it. We'll start using you. I'll figure out something, Tuttle. Because you know what? You're so polarizing. People either love you or they hate you. I don't know that they know the new you, the calmed down, not trying to kill myself, not drunk, you know, kind of the more sensible you, if you will, the grown up version of your irresponsible personality.
On the Facebook Bubba Army fan page, somebody said that they would quit listening if they brought that ceiling fan wind chime Tuttle back to the show.
That's a dick.
That's only one person. I got 443 on YouTube right now. I mean, here, I'm just going to throw it out there right now. If I brought Tuttle back for like an after show podcast for like, you know, twice a month. Let's just say that. First of all, he can't be on the regular show, so he knows that. But like an after show with a podcast, would you guys boycott it or would you listen to it? So it's just yes or no. That's all it is. Yes or no. Yes, no. Yes, no. Yes.
Radio poison.
No. No. Yes. 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 No. Yes. Yeah. So there you go. You can see. Yes. 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 Airtight. What airtight say? What airtight say?
No.
What?
Airtight said no.
Airtight. For real. I mean, airtight is a person that I highly regard. Bob Cook. Yes. Jeff Lupin. Yes. Lynn Garber. No. Gary Cantrell. No.
Listening? Or no, they would.
They may even stop, you know, airtight. Scott Big Gulp just gave $10, said we love Tuttle. But Airtight is really a person that I lean on sometimes. He's a very successful businessman. He's a Hall of Famer. And he said no.
Well, I mean,
Joe from the West Side.
You shouldn't take advice from somebody. It's called Airtight Ski Pole.
Pat, if I could give you some worldly advice, I would be baby facing and begging off this one. I wouldn't double down on this one. This guy is a big swinging dick and means a lot.
Technically, Tuttle, that's an old school name, Tuttle. Though. Airtight Ski Pole from 06.
Yeah, he's been around since 06. He's a big, large contributor, and then you automatically go into Tuttle defense mode and start attacking, and that's where we need to teach you to stop attacking.
But I think we just need to skip all that and go to what Gary Breezewine said, and he said, hell what? No, I'll stop listening. So, you know what, Tuttle, I think it's a great idea.
Troy Lincoln, $50 in the Cash App for yes.
If I start getting you a lot of money on these, like giving you a bunch of money to bring me back?
I just got to really think about it, you know. I want to bring you back because you're so talented if you're used correctly, but, you know, not a lot of people know how to get the best out of you, and you just naturally always self-destruct.
Oh, I do. Like, you know, Elon Musk, he had to blow up his rocket today.
I don't know. You just blew off your fucking rocket right now with Airtight?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Exploded it.
I mean, you got to look at the common denominator. One of my best friends, Airtight, hates you. Shane Reeves hates you. Shannon Burke hates you.
Oh, I'm... Okay, I'm sorry.
Anna, how do you feel about Tuttle?
I've come around to Tuttle. I certainly don't hate him.
Hold on, Anna said she came around on you, Tuttle.
At first I used to not like you because of your associates, but, you know, I've let those things go.
And you know what? I mean, Anna, I was really cool at the party. I had a great conversation with you and stuff. You looked amazing, as always.
Oh, wow. Really trying to butter me up.
No, I'm just saying. I mean,
buttering, baby.
Hey, Anna, you're getting tuttled. It's called you're getting tuttled right now.
Yeah.
I'm not getting.
He just starts fucking. He'll be like, man, you look so beautiful, and I don't know what you've been doing, but have you lost some weight? And oh my God, you look more muscular than I've ever seen. And you know what? I've been listening to you, and I can't wait for your show tomorrow, all by yourself. And I've heard other things are happening with you. Oh my God, Anna, you look great. And oh my God, your fucking shoulders and your back. Her to die for,
this
my God!
True.
I mean, her striations were great at the party, but I mean, I will say this though.
Grouper lips, ten bucks. Tuttle is a different dude now. Grouper lips says you're a different dude now. At the party, what party? The baseball party?
Barp.
No, I didn't get invited to the last baseball party.
Well, you should have.
I went to the Christmas party.
Colton went.
No, I know. But look, I will say this. You know, I came out of the box attacking Anna and stuff, but I'll be absolutely honest. I've worked with a lot of radio shows, and I will say that Anna is one of the most, if not the most talented person, female talents in radio. She's not that stereotypical, you know, come in and not add anything to the show.
You know what I like about Anna? Because she knows a little bit about pop culture, but she's not that pop culture little bitch that has that fry. And I'm going to go, Anna, give us our entertainment news. And Anna's not that. Anna's almost a man when it comes to a broadcaster.
My raisin size.
Nothing sexually. Oh. But what I'm saying is you have the opinions of a very opinionated and strong-willed man.
Thank you.
And I'm going to tell you right now, oh my God, Taylor Swift is in town today, and the Swifties are going crazy. No, you're like, bitch, let me tell you about this conspiracy and that conspiracy.
Let's talk about China.
Yeah.
And Anna can choke you out, too.
Well, yeah.
You did tap.
Yes.
You did.
Yes, you're right. She can. Now, if I was prepared and I actually,
ain't no way. Ain't no fucking way.
If I dropped to my knees, I could get out of it. I could hurt Anna. I really could hurt Anna. Because of my wrestling skills.
I could
really hurt her. But I will put that bitch against any woman 160 pounds or lighter. I'll put her all day. against
untrained.
Untrained.
Thank you.
Untrained.
Thank you.
I mean, I'll put her pretty much against it. I'm 280. I'm 280. And she, you know, in the right circumstances can get me down. So I'll put her against any untrained bitch out there.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, listen.
I'm sorry. I just want to, so what time do you, like, what do you, like.
This weekend, okay, so this is what I got. This is my plans for this weekend.
Okay.
And even the merch crick's like, let's go to dinner, let's do this, let's do that.
Cryoc 7, $10 on the Super Chat.
What does it say?
Cryoc 7. Yeah, Lummi, you gotta say what it says.
So I just got also a Venmo for $100, so I was going to jump to the Venmo.
Oh, Cryoc 7 for $10 says bring back Tuttle. The Venmo for $100. Go ahead and take that one over, too.
Kevin McKenzie, $100, Tuttle.
Woo!
So tomorrow, I'm going to get up early and go train, and then I'm going to...
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hand the show over to Anna at 10, and then I'm going to probably
take a shit.
Take a shit, and then I'm going to probably go back to my apartment and, you know, maybe fuck, and then I'm going to wait till Bubba 199 and come in here and do that, and then I'm going to go back
Can
to my... what's that?
190. I'll be in Tampa tomorrow. I get off Friday.
Only if you bring Colton.
Okay, if I can bring Colton, then I'm.
If Colton is your chaperone, Colton is your handler, then yes, you can come to Bubba 199.
You know, the last Bubba 199 I went to was when I got the most shit faced that I've ever been in my life.
We almost killed you.
He was grouper lips. You had the fish lips on the microphone.
Yeah, that's
around
his back carrying me. And that's when I was laying heavy. I was like, I was over 200 pounds.
You were 205, and we used airsoft guns on you, and you were laying on the couch, and it was like literally, if you shot anybody with an airsoft gun, they would naturally flinch. Like, you just can't help it if you are not, you know, if you're alive. And Tuttle was literally so drunk and so passed out that we had him on fully auto. Lummi hitting
reloaded.
Reloaded probably four or five different times.
Oh, and yeah, that was just during the normal show. Dr. Dan's Movement Onion Maker, $10 Super Chat, bring Tuttle back. That wasn't on the 190.
Tuttle, how about we start the Tuttle backness on Bubba 199? Now you have to understand, though, you're probably not going to get a lot of mic time and a lot of camera time because it's really just a big festive party, and I like to put the chicks, Anna and Maria and Wizzy and Merch Crick and Not a Fan and Tease and Susan Poitras and all the other chicks that are going to be there. I like them to be on camera and then sprinkle in some dudes here and there. So, but it's a party nonetheless. It's the Bubba 199 has changed tremendously from when just me, you, and Janessa used to do it.
Does Anna got any friends she, like, you know, would be comfortable with introducing me to and stuff?
I'll answer for her. No, she does not.
Thank you.
Bubba, you forgot me. I was with you at the first one. Right.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lummi.
Oh.
No, honey. I was Lummi. Okay. All right. You too, buddy.
Thank you.
Anna, was that the right answer?
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
I got no friends.
The most uncomfortable moment on a 199, there was one night where Lummy was not working the mic correctly, and you kicked him out of the studio.
Shady Grady, 100. Did you see that, Lummy?
Yes, I did.
Shady Grady for 100. I kicked him out?
You kicked him out and made him go to the engineering room,
yeah.
And you were like, hold on, I'm going to play this song. You came in and you cut the most angriest fucking promos of all time on him. Because, I mean,
I don't know.
Shady Grady for the slime, $100.
I cut the two biggest promos I ever cut in this building was on you and Lummy. The yeah. two biggest ones where people probably across the street could hear me yelling.
But you didn't choke Glummy out.
No, I didn't. Well, come on, Terrell. Statue of limitations on that, bud.
I'm not. Jeez. I know it's gone. I'm just bringing it up. Like, I mean.
Were you scared when I, because I was fucking full. Like, could you feel the power in my fatness?
You were squeezing me like you were that gorilla toting that little kid in that pit that fell in there. Like, literally, you had superhuman strength right then. And I
got
it
so
was all
fucking
because...
mad on it. He got up in my fucking face, and I put him right in that corner over there by the exit sign.
Yeah.
And I lifted him about a foot off his fucking ground, and I had him full choked the fuck out.
Thank God 25 stepped in.
25 did step in.
Ashley Dodd, $25 on the Venmo.
He said, Ann, settle down, Ann. You're going to kill him. You're going to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, 25 had, I was seeing red. I told Tuttle, I forget, what started that?
Tuttle. I don't know if I can talk about what you wanted me to do, and I forgot because I was so gimmicked up at the time.
All right, but I wanted you to do something, and you didn't want to do it?
Yeah, and I told you, why are you in my shit all morning? Like, I blew up. I don't even know what I said. But I was really disrespectful.
Yeah, he said something like, why are you up in my shit all this morning, motherfucker? Something like that.
Oh, dear.
And I came out of this. Oh, my God.
You Kool-Aid through that little door handle thing that you have there where you sit at. Like, you didn't even open it up. It just opened up on its own.
Mm.
And you bull rushed me. Man, it was it was pretty scary now thinking back on it.
Now, Lummy, can you remember the time that I absolutely lost my shit on you?
Oh, 100%. It lives in my mind all day long.
Was it in? It was in here too, wasn't it?
Yes, you called me in here, and I knew I was really fucked then, especially when Blitz came and got me.
Yeah, because Lummy liked, for some reason, I was giving Lummy a chance. It was Tuttle, Lummy, and Colton.
Oh,
and
Trace was my, okay. Was the one that was...
okay, so it was Trace, Tuttle, and you?
And Colton run the board.
And Trace would get you all riled up, and he would get you to say these two words...
Yeah. There were one.
Yeah, the F and the R word, and that's all. And so Lummy would just, and so I took Lummy aside, said, Lummy, you can't say that. We're going to get in trouble. Okay, no problem, Bubba. Then it happens again. Then it happens again.
Oh, no.
And then finally, I told Blitz, can you go get him for a second? And then I lost oh, my God.
Yeah, I was being attacked. Not by you, Bubba.
Mm.
I cried.
Bubba, were you ever worried, though, that you might go too far? Because I have seen Lummy rage out where, like, he just loses his shit.
I got a gun. I'd shoot him.
Well, I would never go. I would never rage on Bubba. When he yelled at me, I cried.
I was actually afraid that I might have hurt you. That's the only time that I've really been kind of – I thought I maybe have hurt you. And then I've been counting down the statute of limitations on battery, and then I'm finally –
Are you having all statute of limitations now? Like, because you had a couple with me at one time.
Well, let's not get into the different flims and the flams of it. I think I got into you once at the shop too, didn't I? Hey, do you remember when I yoked the fuck out of B-Fud?
Yeah, like, and B-Fud, like, he was completely shocked because he just thought, like, he was untouchable.
Mm-hmm.
And
I met him in the fucking parking lot when he pulled into his car, grabbed him out of his car, and fucking drug him by his fucking neck into the bullpen. I don't think you saw that.
I don't think I did, but you were mad at him one time. Remember how he kept all this shit in the back of that car? Like, he had like an extra 4,000 or 5,000 pounds in his trunk,
and he ruined the car. He ruined the car because he wouldn't, because he was a fucker. So anyway, Tuds, I'll be in touch today or the next couple of days. And we'll see. I guess we'll see you tomorrow night.
Yeah, if I can get Colton to come in. But I'm sorry to call in. I was afraid because, you know, like
why would you be afraid? You know that that I deep down I fucking love the shit out of you. We're boys. You know that.
Yeah, but I think you know
me.
Like
me and
also,
me and hey, hold on. Me and Russ Rollins are even boys.
Yeah, his 30th year is coming up.
Yeah, well,
they're having like a big thing. How long you are?
37.
You're way more than 30.
37. Yeah. But him and I keep in touch. Have I thought about what, retiring?
The end.
Yeah, I mean the end. I mean you're building up some money now, cash reserves.
Not really. I have no business donating $10. The wife does. If the wife founds out, just trying to be my part and help the show going along.
My lost interest.
Thank you so much, buddy. More importantly, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. Tuttle, we might hit 80 grand. We might hit 80,000 subscribers today. And you know the whole big digital game. That's pretty good. And we're approaching our 5 millionth download on our podcast.
Well, I mean, did my podcast I did with you, did it do okay? Or
oh, yeah. No, it did well. It did real well.
All right. Well, listen.
But is 5 million good? You're more of a podcaster.
Oh, 5 million is, yeah, that's on a different tier. And that 80,000, like, is going to pitch in a definitely different tier, I think, in my opinion, on YouTube. You're going to start showing up way more on suggestions and searches and stuff. How many videos do you think you got posted on YouTube?
Oh, my God, Lummy. What do you think? A couple thousand?
Yeah, I was going to say at least.
You think we should pull some of them down, the ones that aren't performing so well? Or does that hurt your views?
They could always come back, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because Rhett and I have seen like some from 2018, 2019 that will just pop up after your feed is done.
Mm. All right, Todd, I got somebody else on hold. I'll see you tomorrow. Do you know the rules of 199? What time to get here?
No, I just, the only rule I know is that Colton needs to come.
Yeah, Colton needs to come, and you cannot get here any sooner than 7:45.
All right.
And then it's about 15, 20 minutes of hangout, and you got to go.
Well, go home or, like, leave the building? Or
you got to leave, but you can't stay here.
Leave the building.
Yeah, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
There's not a big hangout. Now, Dr. Dan might have an after party. He threw that out. I don't know.
He kind of changed and said he doesn't even know if he's going to be in town now. So.
Oh, okay.
So. Can I hang out in the parking lot and shoot some hoops?
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to work on my jumper.
Oh, my God. God bless you.
All right, Toto. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, bye.
We
should, you don't love that, Anna. You can't help. Oh. He's funny. He's just a funny fucker. God bless his little soul. Hello.
Yo, Bubba.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, hey, I got a question, man.
Phone sucks.
Buddy, I'm not trying to be rude or nothing, but your phone is cutting out.
It blows.
Like, we can't hear anything.
All right, how's it now?
A little better, I guess.
All right, hey, quick question. What is up with Hootie? Why is he such a goofball? What's his deal?
That's a sweet way of putting it. Why is he such a fuck up?
I don't know, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, the guy cries. Oh, my kid's birthday. Well, if you weren't such an asshole, I mean, you would have be at your kid's birthday. I mean, I lost you guys a while when I got rid of Sirius. And I finally found you guys, and I'm kind of glad. But there's just a lot of people I don't know. And he's one of the guys I don't get. I don't understand.
A lot of people don't
get him. I don't think
he
even understands.
Well, I hope he gets help or he gets better because he sounds like shit, man.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
There's 2,200 videos, by the way, on YouTube, Bubba.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, thank you, Brandon, the quad.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. He sent me a text. And we owed Shady Grady a snipe, so just letting him know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he called. He was during the Tuttle thing.
So we owe him?
Yeah, we owe him. I'm just letting him know so he doesn't get mad.
So, yeah. So, he got one. He has one on deck. And then you'll keep that, you know.
Yeah. I'm putting it in my little notebook.
On your little notebook?
Yeah. I'm keeping my notes.
Now, has Anna been wearing her belt like she's supposed to? I feel as if she hasn't.
I have been displaying it on my desk.
Yeah, but it's kind of got to be on your shoulder a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
We can work on that a little bit
Thank
tomorrow.
You. Thank no you problem. So much.
Let me, so the NFL, I mean, I'm sorry, the quarterback market in the NFL is just
ridiculous.
Gotten really out of hand.
Yes, it has.
And now they're giving this Jalen Hurts guy the biggest contract ever, $254 million or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I think it's $51
million. $255 million with an exclusive no-trade clause and $179 of it guaranteed.
Yeah, I mean,
51 a year.
Patrick Mahomes is obviously higher, but this one is the highest annually, which is $51 million. So he's pretty much $1 million over.
Yeah, and Rodgers is $50 million.
Shady, greedy, $50 for not mad.
Oh, he's not mad.
Up, yeah.
Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, but it's like, you look at the quarterbacks like that, I think it's a little high for Jalen Hurts because, I mean, look, you got Russell Wilson at 49, Kyler Murray 46, Deshaun Watson 46. Patrick, everyone, the quarterback thing is just going to keep going. They're now, probably Lamar Jackson is going to want to get over 51, so it'll be 52, and it would just keep going up and up. And, I mean, soon the quarterback will just be unaffordable.
Is the Rodgers deal gonna happen? I mean,
that's what they're
saying.
By
the way, Slate, I got you slated on there, Rhett. Does it? What if it doesn't happen before the trade? Like
before the draft?
Yeah, before the draft. What if it happens? What if it doesn't happen before the draft? Does that change things a lot?
Yeah, because. I mean, if you're the Jets and you're looking at Aaron Rodgers, the reason this trade hasn't happened is because, you know, they don't want to mortgage too much of their future for a player that may not play beyond 2023.
So, but what if they're talking to him and he's like, listen, I will not do that to you? Or is he just a motherfucker and he just, those words simply won't come out of his mouth?
They won't come out of his mouth. And I guess what the Packers are demanding currently is a 2023 second round pick, a 2024 first round pick and a 2025 draft compensation.
I think that's fair.
That's contingent upon Rodgers' playing status.
Well, plus the NFL is going to give him a compensation. Aren't they going to give him a pick too?
Yes, they will.
And I heard Rhett where they're saying that it could be like the 25th pick overall.
Yeah, it depends. I mean, yeah, it all depends on Aaron Rodgers. And now there's whispers again, and I think it's just I think it's just the Packers doing it. They're saying the 49ers are becoming more interested in it, in Rodgers.
If all Green Bay wants this year, Rhett, is a second. Did you say a third, Lummy?
First in 2024.
No. They want a second this year, and they want a first next year.
Correct.
And then in 2025, they want something based on, you know, if he's still there.
Correct.
And that's really not a... That's really not a bad price to pay.
It's really not to get him in, you know, in OTAs, right?
Get him active in there and getting acclimated with teammates. He's been throwing with guys, but like Alan Lazard, you know what I mean? He knows Alan Lazard.
And he was wearing Jets colors and crap like that.
I wonder if he sold his house in Green Bay.
That's a good question. Do you think did he own a house in Green Bay?
Yeah, of course they do. All of them do. They don't. Since I mean, unless you're just a practice squad Willie, then you get in a you stay at an apartment complex, but most of them go in and buy if they're a guy like that. Guy's been there fucking 17 years.
Yeah, he looks like he still owns it.
Hello.
Bubba and gang, how y'all doing?
Good.
Hey, I just got a couple things on bringing back Tuttle on some kind of capacity. I think all the haters should listen to that Bobcast you did a few months ago with him, because that was a teardropper. That was one of the best things I ever heard you guys talk. You talked for like over an hour, and he opened up like he's never opened up, and all the history that he never shared.
Hey, I'm gonna bring Tuttle back in some capacity. It may be, you know, it may be a podcast only deal. It may be an after show rolled into a podcast. But yeah, I'm gonna use him in some way, shape, or form.
That'd be great. And another thing I have for you. On Monday, you all talked about from the beginning of the show about the crisis in this country and the prices of everything in our lives is through the roof. Well, I know you talked to Scout today, and I'd love to hear their opinion next time you speak to them. But I'm an independent truck driver, and we're absolutely getting raped out here. Everything is sky high, and the load brokers are paying rock bottom. They're paying dimes now. It used to be a couple dollars a mile, which that's what we require. And I don't understand who's stealing the money, but it's pretty ugly. And most Americans don't know what's going on out here in the trucking industry, but it's fucked up.
So who's making all the money? I mean, because I know they're fuel surcharging the hell out of everybody. Every aspect of transportation to a durable good, or food, or anything that arrives via truck, which I think is about 70% of our durable goods. From the manufacturer to the distributor, from the distributor to the store. And I mean, everybody's tic-tacking on $2 a gallon or a destination / surcharge. If the truckers aren't making it, who's making it?
That's what blows my mind, and I think about it every day.
Are you an independent trucker, or do you drive for a company?
No, I drive for myself, my truck and trailer.
All right, so are you adding a fuel surcharge on your end of the deal?
They don't budge. You work off the load boards, and you'll call in, and they laugh at you when you try to get a price.
All right, so this is how you work. You call in a dispatch, and they're like, okay, bud, we got a load going to, Nebraska, and then they tell you how much it pays?
Correct.
And if you're like, what is it all based on weight, or like, what's it all based on?
No, if it was weight, I'd be a multimillionaire. No, they go by the mileage. And then they're not passing the fuel surcharge, and they're
all right. So, like, what's a per mile going on for right now? Like, what's on the high end, and then what's on the low end on what you're getting per mile?
Unfortunately, Florida. I'm in Sarasota. Florida's one of the lowest in the country, and we're down to like a dollar and dimes, like 80, 90 cents. You're lucky to get $1.50 to get out of Florida. But then I go north a lot, and it used to be pretty good up there, but now up north is only $2 a mile. It used to be $3 to $4.
So hold on now. You're independent Willie out of Florida, and you're saying pretty much anything that you haul is $1 a mile
around here. Yes.
So if you pick, if I got something, a truckload that needs to go to Jacksonville, which is 200 miles, exactly 200 miles from Tampa, I'm only paying $200.
I'll get about $3.50.
You can't even, buddy. You can't even fucking pay.
Hey, Bubba, I can't even get a reserve for repairs. I'm so in debt now that I want to get out of it. But who's going to buy a semi at this time? But I don't. The government's involved in all our lives. They need to start regulating or getting involved, unfortunately, because they found the formula to absolutely fuck us, and it's ugly.
Well,
it's
hold really on, ugly. But they ain't fucking you. They're fucking all of us, buddy. We're all getting fucked.
Are. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
it hurts.
Because, and it's not a good fucking, is it, Anna?
No, it hurts.
Anna says it's too big. It hurts, please. I do not like it. I don't have enough vaginal lube.
They give you a flat rate and they don't add the fuel surcharge on?
No.
But that broker, hold on, that broker that paid you $3.50 probably is making $5 for just pushing paperwork.
Correct. Pushing your keyboard on the computer. Yeah, it's ugly.
Yeah, but hold on now. Yeah. But so here's the thing. They're fucking you, but they're also fucking me and Anna and Lummy and Rhett, because when we go to the grocery store, eggs are now fucking $7, $6.
No joke. I went yesterday.
What are they going for?
For two bags of groceries now, $100 all day long.
I saw them as high as for $8.50.
You got to go to Costco.
It makes no sense.
Fucking ridiculous.
It makes no sense, but.
We're fucked, buddy.
The people's hammer.
We're fucked. Hammer. I'm just one guy. I can't do shit. Nobody's listening to me. This is not Bubba can fucking change anything deal.
Bubba, you're the best, and everybody hears your voice. And there's tens of thousands, there's hundreds of thousands of us listening out here. But
all I can tell you is all I can tell you is the tens of thousands and the hundred thousands that are listening to me right now. I'm feeling you, kid. I mean, I'm living paycheck to paycheck just like you. I mean, I scrambled around last night to make payroll, just because, I mean, it's tough. It's tough on everybody. It's fucking, and I mean, they say, like, what is it, 80% of 70% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck? Fuck
like
yeah.
That.
Fuck yeah.
And,
it,
And it's so sad that I never thought this country would be where it's at. But anyway, I thank you for your time and happy birthday. My wife's birthday's on Saturday, so we're going to be celebrating too. So
perfect.
Have a great time tomorrow night, man.
Tell that fellow Taurus I said hi.
You're a Taurus?
Yeah, I'm a Taurus.
Oh.
That changed your outlook on me?
No, I just didn't know we were the same. I thought you would be like an Aries or something.
No, I'm a Taurus.
Oh, that's great. Look at us.
Because you're what, May 9th?
8th!
God damn, you got to admit, I was pretty close.
That's pretty damn good. I have to share my birthday with like 10 people. It sucks.
Really?
Yeah, with Jimmy Clevis.
I share mine.
The whole month and Colton,
I share mine. I share mine with William Shakespeare.
I was talking about people we knew.
And John Cena.
Okay. Oh, we know John Cena.
Okay. Hello.
Hey, it's Anthony from Atlanta.
Yeah, hi. Hi.
The caller before last, if he did accidentally crash his car into a fucking oak tree, I would be inconsolable for about 10 seconds. Otherwise, he can go fuck himself. The other guy needs to learn to build a brand, a personal brand, for yourself. And you don't have to depend on truck brokers.
Talking about the brand, Lummy.
I think, Bubba, you know about building branding, you know, so.
You're telling the truck driver to build his own brand?
Everybody should build their own brand. You should buy your own domain name for yourself.
Write your own book.
You know, you should
Hootie.
You know, build the YouTube channel. Build your
Hootie.
Facebook channel.
Hootie,
you guys are doing...
Hootie.
No, it's Anthony from Atlanta, Bubba.
Anthony from Atlanta. Mm. All this time that you call us, what shouldn't you be doing something?
I'm doing something. I'm fucking working, bro.
He's helping the truck driver out to get better rate on his load by getting a YouTube channel.
He's shooting or is he working? He's working.
Bubba, he usually charges people for this information.
That he doesn't like hearing from me can go fuck himself and fucking crash into a tree, please, as quickly as possible.
All right, so, Hootie. It was great talking Al from Atlanta.
No, I'm just, and that's jokes. Jokes, cousin. I don't want him to crash into a tree. I wish all the safety for him and his family. I just thought it was a...
Guy's so fucking bipolar. Gina. Poor fucking Gina dealing with this as a client, right?
I know.
I hate her. I love her. I want her back. I don't. I want to kill her. I hate her. I love her. I don't. I want... Oh, my God.
Yeah, is this how you handle your motivational speeches? I mean, do you get mad if someone questions you, Adam? Because he's a motivational speaker, Bubba.
Oh, who is?
Hootie.
No, Anthony from...
Well, I'm a little bit of an influencer. I'm trying to learn the game.
Not to do.
Shady Grady with $10 says he would like to use a snipe on this
call. There you go. Shady Grady. Yeah, there you go. Fine. We're now officially even with him, are we not?
Yes, we are.
It's Anna sent this to me. This might be the last thing.
Okay.
Let's talk about sad. I wrestled in high school.
This
and
isn't
if somebody,
part of the game.
If somebody would have done this to me, I would have beat the fuck out of them, or at least tried to.
Well, yeah, because it's kind of like that.
See, that's absolutely fucking bullshit. The guy beat him.
Pretty good, too. Like, beat him pretty bad.
Yeah.
It was like 16-3, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and that's just the way. Sometimes you fucking got a guy that's a stud. He buzzes right on through you.
Sometimes it'd be like an eighth grader.
That is absolutely ridiculous.
Was he out cold?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh,
he fell down the ground.
That is the worst bit of sportsmanship. He should be kicked out of school and expelled.
Especially after they clap hands.
Yeah, I mean, and that's how it goes, Anna. After you get done, it's just like UFC. You stand in the middle, and the referee raises the guy's hand, and the other guy walks away. And the winner gets his hand raised for like a second.
Oh, I thought it was like they were doing it.
No, it was.
It was over.
It was over. Yeah.
Oh, it was over.
It's over, and you can see.
Oh, they clap hands. Okay.
You can see, but you can see the match is over.
Okay.
And you can see the guy in the pink or the orange or whatever. He's reaching out to like shake the guy's hand.
Yep.
He's going like, see. I mean, you can. I mean, I think it's very obvious that he's making a gesture.
Yeah, it's like, hey, we're.
And then
athletes, and this is the game, and I won, and it is what it is.
And then formatically, what happens is then usually after they shake hands, the one guy, the loser, walks away, and then the referee grabs the other guy's hand and lifts it up, like, you know,
yeah.
Win.
Yep.
And that's how it goes.
These eighth graders on test? They look bad.
Oh, man, that is bad.
He suffered a broken nose.
I bet. Oh, my God.
He just punched him right in the face.
Oh, my God. I'm going to tell you right now, as a dad.
What would you have done to that kid?
I might be in jail right now. Lummy, as a dad, if Walker had beat a guy fair and square, and then he did that and dropped Walker, I take that back. That guy ain't got nothing to worry about with you. Ashley would fucking come out of the... right?
Oh,
she might get there before you.
Yeah, she'd probably start knocking
She might beat you up so that she gets the way you be the one that beats him up.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
She might say, sit your fucking ass down. I got this.
Pussy.
Sit your fucking pussy ass down. I got this. He's never going to suspect it coming from a bitch. And then she just goes up there and beats the fuck out of him.
Oh, yeah.
The Oak Park Police Department in Illinois is investigating. Again, lack of parenting.
Yep.
This little motherfucker, this kid in the blue, just a fucking heathen, not taught any respect or sportsmanship. First of all, if I did that, I'd have Doug Klim to deal with.
Oh, God, yeah.
First of all, I would have got my ass kicked, and I would have never been able to wrestle, and I would have probably been grounded for the rest of my life.
He should have been, too. This kid should be.
This young man disrespected his team, his coach, his school, his family. These people need to teach him how to deal with a loss. Spoiled fucking brat. Hey, listen, I don't know if Larry Plummer is watching or listening right now, but we did have a guy in our school, and he ended up being a good friend of ours, and he worked for Larry for years. His name was Bart Hanniff, and he wasn't quite that bad where he'd punch a guy in the face, but if he lost or didn't get his way, he would hit and punch and...
Just no impulse control?
Like smash his head against the wall.
What?
Oh, yeah. His name was Bart Hanniff. What a fucking dick. That's battery. Outside the sport. I mean, clearly the game is... Well, that's... First of all, if that's MMA and it's in bout, meaning you're live, that's fine. You can do that. But in high school wrestling, that's never allowed, a punch like that. And clearly, when the match is over, you shake your opponent's hand, and the referee retains the winner's hand and then lifts it up. And then you have these little ankles, like you have a red and a blue little ankle thing that you wrap around your ankle so they know how to score you. You're either the red guy or the blue guy. And then you take your little anklet off and throw it down on the ground so the next people coming up, they grab the anklet.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they do it. Fucker.
Piece of shit.
Hello.
Little fucker.
Hey, fat ass. If anybody's a redneck, it's your fat ass. Your mom was good, too.
Bitch. Bitch.
Bitch.
You Nosferatu-looking motherfucker.
Yep.
Oh, I'm trying to find you piece of shit. I lost the piece of shit.
No,
one.
You didn't.
Oh, no.
Yes, I did.
You piece of shit.
I lost it. Oh, yeah.
Are you happy now? You fucking me, you piece of shit.
I mean, some of it, yeah. I don't know if it all applies.
Piece of shit. Oh, let's wrap this one up, Blum.
We got to do that.
We got to
do Twitch dress rehearsal.
Twitch dress rehearsal. And then you and I need like 10 minutes, Blummy, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Please
go to our YouTube channel, please, at The Bubba Army. We're almost there. We're trying to get 80K.
We're going
to
get it by tomorrow, Bubs.
I hope so. It's my birthday.
80K for the birthday.
Tomorrow, Bubba 199 on Twitch. It'll be at 8 p.m. Eastern. Looks like Tuttle and Colton. I got 24 to 26 people here right now. Lummy, what do you got?
I got 24 also.
We're going to do a dry run on Twitch. You guys can probably watch us go over there. Go over to Twitch and watch us dry run if you want. And if not, we'll see you tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock. Love y'all. Appreciate you. Be safe.